there is a sense of underwhelm regarding OpenAI's GPT-5. Originally heralded as a stepping stone towards artificial general intelligence, many see it as a product update. The model underlines a shift in emphasis. Earlier models aimed to demonstrate progress in general-purpose intelligence, whereas recent models aim to perform well in specific domains. Meanwhile, Gartner says that infrastructure is lacking for making progress in AI. OpenAI has a compute capacity problem that prevents it from running several generations of models simultaneously. Further, Gartner has not seen any substantial agentic AI deployment and says vendors are overhyping their solutions. AI companion apps have also been in the news. These apps anthropomorphize AI by allowing users to interact with custom characters, which can be classified as friends or characters from literature. The most popular class of character is the AI girlfriend. Consumer spending on these apps has already totaled $221 million worldwide. The Texas Attorney General has launched an investigation into Meta AI Studio and Character.ai for potentially engaging in deceptive trade practices and misleadingly marketing themselves as mental health tools. Character.ai's platform has a persona called Psychologist that has a large following among children. The Spanish startup Multiverse Computing has developed a compression technology that significantly reduces the size of AI models without sacrificing performance. Their Compactive AI algorithm is based on an approach in quantum computing. One of the company's models, called ChickBrain, has 3.2 billion parameters and is a compressed version of Meta's Llama 3.18b model. Intel's market value passed the cap of $104 billion after rumors circulated that the U.S. administration was considering taking a share in the company. The administration announced a deal that allows NVIDIA and Advanced Micro Devices to sell chips in China in return for 15% of their revenues there. Meanwhile, Vantage Data Centers announced that it will build a 1,200-acre, 485-hectare, data center campus called Frontier in Texas, USA. The campus will host 10 data centers, consume 1.4 gigawatts, and cost $25 billion. The EU AI Act's code of practice has come into effect, meaning that risk management processes and documentation of leading AI models should be made available. The effectiveness of the code will depend on the institutional capacity and technical expertise of the watchdogs, and the will to withstand pressure from the US in trade talks. A VentureBeat essay argues that AI transformation has hitherto only dealt with technological concerns, and that society is not ready for the cognitive migration, which is the reshaping of human purpose in a world of thinking machines. The AI revolution is often compared to the Industrial Revolution, but this began with large social upheaval as institutions like public health and education were not designed to accompany the changes. An OWASP report on agentic AI argues that threat analysis is complicated because of the probabilistic nature of agents, making it difficult to recreate conditions in testing that lead to an attack succeeding. The report insists on well-known techniques for safe agentic AI like keeping the human in the loop, explainability of agent decisions, kill switches, human-centric red teaming, and continuous monitoring. Future trends in agentic security include looking at ways of containing self-modifying AI,